You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 86. Do you have some people on your network marketing chicken list? Some people who may already be in business for themselves, business owners, and so you think, gee, they wouldn't be interested. They already own their life. Or you're slightly intimidated because they have a higher professional status than maybe you perceive that you have. Well, listen into today's show because you will love the interview with someone who owned a successful business and had the freedom that goes along with not having a boss, but she was still chained to a job that she created. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Welcome to the show today. I'm Jackie Elmer, and I'm thrilled to have you here. If you're listening for the first time, you can check back through the archives and listen to some of our previous shows. We've just got a ton of them in here, a lot of great interviews and tips on warm marketing, cold marketing, what to say to people, overcoming objections, you name it, we cover it on this particular show. And you know, I love doing this show because I always learn so much from the guests I interview, and today's guest is no exception. As she shares, success in any business involves ongoing education, and if you're looking for a one-stop resource for taking your business online and to the next level, everything from how to contact people, share your business, how when to follow up effectively, overcoming objections, and even how to take your business online and attract some of those 3 million plus people who go online daily looking for a business, or rather a solution to their financial and time woes, then take a look at my Inner Circle Coaching Program. Just go to jackieelmer.com/coach. Surround yourself with the training and a community that can full out support you in what you want to achieve. You'll find the show notes over at jackieelmer.com/086. My guest today is Marie Benoit, originally from Louisiana and was once a tenured college professor before she turned entrepreneur. She's lived in Virginia since 1987, where she owned and ran a successful seminar company and a management training company. As you'll hear in today's interview, she managed her money well, retiring very early, and then went searching for other solutions and happened upon network marketing. Unlike most people, Marie did not choose network marketing as a career choice to leave behind a job or a boss she didn't like, and she's not doing it for the money either. She's mostly in it for the thrill of the chase, to do something that most people absolutely do not, and to succeed where most people do not. So let's listen in as Marie shares some great wisdom.
So Marie, welcome to the call, and thanks so much for taking some of your time to share your fun story with our audience, because I know that you've got kind of a different story than many people do coming into network marketing, what you were looking for, and kind of how you pursue it. So I'm really anxious to dig into that. So welcome to the call.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, first, let's learn a little bit about you and some of your background, because it really plays into, targeting professionals and people who are outside of the employee situation who still are looking, which, as you know and can attest to, are many people out there. So share a little bit of your background and story with us so we have something to start with.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Actually, I am a small-town girl from rural Louisiana, and I grew up with three brothers in the 50s, 60s, and I guess for me, every time I attempted to do something, I had three voices in the background saying, "You can't do that, you're a girl." And that made me, I believe, the determined person that I turned out to be. So to make sort of a long story short, I went to university, and after a four-year degree, really had not thought much about what I was going to do beyond teaching. I always thought I would be a teacher. And after getting that degree, I couldn't find a teaching job, and the head of my department phoned me and said, I need you to teach two classes for me at the university. And I said, of course, I would love to. And he said, the only catch is you've got to enroll in the master's program in order to be able to teach for me. You would be a grad assistant. And I said, no problem. I mean, that's how quickly I made the decision to go into graduate school. And I started teaching as a graduate assistant. I got my master's degree, and I had one of my professors who said, I know that there are two instructor positions available at two universities in Louisiana. I can get an interview for you. And I said, okay. So again, no real thought into it. I just got an interview, and I was offered a job, and I started teaching at a university in Louisiana, 4-year university. And after that first year, the head of the department said, we'd love to keep you. You're doing a tremendous job. But in order to keep you, you will have to be working on a doctorate. No problem. I was young. I didn't, that's how much thought I actually put into things. And as years have gone by, I think that at every juncture, my guardian angel was looking out for me and just brought whatever was supposed to come my way to me. So I started working on a doctorate, and during the summers I would teach during the regular school year. I after 4 years, had a PhD, and that's when I started doing seminars and workshops for area companies while I was a professor at the university, something I did on the side. I realized very quickly that it was more rewarding for me personally to work with working adults than it was for me to be teaching in the college classroom. So after a period of time, I quit my university teaching position and went into business for myself. I started a seminar business. I actually did what I read that Steve Schultz did when I read his book, Sometimes It Is About the Money. I took a year's leave of absence without pay, to make sure that if it didn't work out, I still had a job to go back to. But after that first year, I knew I would never go back to working for someone else. I loved what I was doing. I loved teaching for myself. And so that was my first business, a seminar business. I had actually started it part-time while I was teaching, and it was going really well. So I took a year's leave of absence and did it for a full year and then decided this is what I'm going to do. The problem was the economy in Louisiana took a real dive in 1986, and I literally opened up a map and said, where would you like to go? And I had been to Washington, D.C. once in my life. I'm, again, small town girl, had never been anywhere. And I remembered thinking when I was here what a great place it would be to live. And so that's what I zeroed in on. I borrowed money, $15,000 from my dad in August of 1987 and moved to just outside of Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia, and started the seminar business or continued my seminar business here. And after a period of time, I began to attract, I think, I never went looking for other speakers to do the same seminar, but I began to attract speakers. And so over time, I had 4 other speakers who were doing the seminar with me. I began to have a staff of people. I had people scheduling the seminars from all of the referrals we were getting. I had people handling the paperwork. And my office grew to 18 employees. And what happened for me was a life-changing event. My father passed away, and I went home to Louisiana. And I began to, when something like that happens, you begin to reevaluate your life. And I began to wonder why I wasn't as happy doing what I had been doing in the last couple of years. And I realized I had become an administrator of others. rather than someone who was out there teaching, training, speaking like I loved to do. I just wasn't doing enough of that. And I stumbled upon a franchise, a training franchise, that I ended up purchasing, management training, leadership development franchise. So I kind of morphed my seminar business into a full-fledged training business, one that I could operate from home without employees. And every stage that I have gone through, Jackie, as I think about it, when I moved from teaching, it was because I really loved teaching and I wanted to do more of it, working, teaching the kind of people who really, really wanted to learn, the working person who was an adult. But then I, you know, got bogged down into all of the employee and the overhead and that kind of thing. So I thought it would be a step up to have a training franchise that would enable me to not have all of that overhead. What I realized over a period of time, though, is I now had to pay royalties to a franchisor, even though I didn't have any employees and overhead like I had before. I had other responsibilities, and everything fell on my shoulders. And I began to realize, you know, if I got sick and really couldn't continue working, I would be in a real bind because everything depended upon me. And I began to just look out there for other things. I was always fascinated with the concept of passive income, residual income. I, at times, looked at credit card merchant processing. I, at one point, looked at insurance, but none of that really suited me. And I ended up selling that franchise in 2005. It all fit with my life plan, which I developed in 1989. I knew that after having worked for 30 years, my plan was to no longer have to work. I was going to continue to work, but it was not because I had to put money on the, put food on the table, so to speak. And I sold that business and retired for 4 years. But during that retirement period, I was doing a lot of reading, a lot of searching, a lot of, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what is a better way than what I had done over my 30-year career. And I'll stop there for a moment.
Yeah, and that's when, I'm assuming that's when network marketing reared its lovely head, so to speak, in your research. Before we get into that, what all were you training? What all was your seminar company and training about? What all were you training on?
Actually, with the seminar company, it was something again that I stumbled upon. One of the classes that I taught, my area was business communications, and one of the classes I taught was public speaking. I was also the advisor for a business women's group on campus. And we had someone from an organization, and that was a crime prevention and personal safety organization, who came in to speak to the college women who were a part of this business fraternity, so to speak. And she gave a wonderful presentation on crime prevention, personal safety, something that any young college person really needed to hear. And I saw an ad in the paper later that said public speakers. Now, I lived in a town in Louisiana. It was one of the five largest cities in Louisiana, but still small. I mean, probably 125,000 people. And so when I was teaching public speaking and saw an ad in the paper for public speakers, it really caught my attention. And when I followed up on that ad, the woman who answered the phone was the very woman who had spoken to that group. And she said, "Oh my gosh, you would be fabulous at doing this presentation." And I said, "On crime prevention and personal safety?" And she said, "Yes." And I said, "Oh, no, I don't know anything about that." She said, I realized that. She said, "I can teach you that." But she said, "You know about public speaking." And so that's what my seminar company was initially, was on personal safety and crime prevention. And we did our seminars for a nominal fee, and there were back-of-the-room sales that, you know, people had an opportunity to purchase. So that's what I did for a number of years. When I moved to the Washington, D.C. area, it was to continue that seminar business. And I did that actually until 1996 when I bought that franchise that was Management Training and Leadership Development, which was much more along the lines of what I had formerly been trained to do. It covered the same kinds of topics that I taught when I taught at the university, communication skills, leadership skills, dealing with difficult people. It was all about, you know, working in the workplace, dealing with managers who had to, you know, get work done through others, and how do you accomplish that?
Very interesting. Okay, so now you're retired for 4 years, but you're looking around, and tell us how you found network marketing.
I was doing a lot of reading, trying to figure out, you know, if I'm going to do something again, what will I do? And the thing that kept coming up for me was something about money. I was always very good at managing my money. That's why I was able to retire when I did. It was never so much that I made a lot of money. There were lots of people who made a lot more money than I did. But it's not so much, you know, how much money you make as how much money you're able to keep that will enable your net worth to grow. So I started doing a lot of research to find out what kind of seminars were being done out there in the area of managing your money. And I read, among hundreds of books that I read, a book called Zero to Zillionaire by a fantastic lady named Telly Campbell. She lives in Redondo Beach, California. I'll give a plug for Telly. And she had been doing, at the time, a financial stress reduction seminar for about 17 years. And after I read the book, I was really fascinated by it, and I called her, picked up the phone, and reached out to her. And long story short, I started doing her seminar over on the East Coast. She was doing it in California. I started doing it on the East Coast. And this was the first time in my life that I had ever been out networking in order to meet people to drum up business. That is not the way I ever marketed my seminar business. It was not the way I had ever marketed my training business. So networking was a totally new way of doing things for me. And as I began networking, I began to meet more and more people who were in the network marketing profession. I knew that profession existed. I just never knew anything about it, really. I had been a Mary Kay cosmetic user for forever, and I knew that was a network marketing company, but I didn't know anything about how it operated. And really and truly, the very first exposure to the fact that it's a true profession was it was an Arbonne representative who you know, was trying to entice me into Arbonne, and she shared a book with me that was written by a college professor. And it was written about network marketing, and I really don't even know the name of the person who wrote the book anymore, but it fascinated me as a former college professor that a college professor wrote a book about network marketing. So that was my first fascination. I actually remember phoning my niece in Louisiana and asking her, because I know she was always looking for ways to make extra money, and I told her about Arbonne. Again, it was nothing I had an interest in personally, but I told her what I had learned about network marketing and about this particular company. I thought maybe that would be something she would want to look into. I stumbled upon other people, other materials as I began to, after I read that book, I started doing some research. And this is why I was doing it, Jackie, not for myself. I was doing that financial stress reduction workshop, and people, you know, this is now 2009, and people in my workshops had lost a whole lot of money in the downturn of the economy, and they were frantic about whether or not they would be able to continue on their plan to retire in 2 or 3 or 4 years. And the reality was that they had lost so much money in the stock market that there was no way they were going to be able to retire and without figuring out a way to bring more income to their bottom line. And so I was really looking at that point for ways to help, to share with people, to help them add a way of increasing revenue. And the more I began to search for information, the more I began to learn about, maybe this is something I might want to do. So I found Dr. Charles King, who, as you know, created the film Brilliant Compensation with Tim Sales, and that absolutely fascinated me because he had a PhD in business from Harvard, of all places, and he was the head of the department at the university where he teaches, and he was a huge proponent of network marketing. So all of these things began to finally come together. I realized that I was not cut out to handle other people's stress about money. I could help them make money. I could help them manage their money. I was not good at helping them handle their stress about money. And so I quit doing the seminar. I began to find teleseminars, webinars from led by people like yourself, Jackie. That's how you and I initially connected. I heard you do a webinar. I connected with you because of the way you shared your story, and I began to find other teleseminars that you did, and finally I picked up the phone and called you, and that's how we actually became friends and colleagues and got to know each other.
That's a great story, and I think it's a great learning lesson for so many people about who's out there and how people do research. You know, it reinforces what I always like to say, and that is, you know, people are out there looking for a solution. They're not even necessarily looking for a business or looking for your products. They're looking for some type of financial solution, sometimes for themselves, sometimes not for themselves, but it's people from all walks of life, and, you know, you don't know, and that, of course, goes to my testament that you need to be out on the Internet. You need to be out there in some way so that people can find you, because people are out there looking, and very often, and let me ask you, did it ever cross your mind to go to your warm market and say, hey, I'm looking for this, I'm looking for that, do you have any options for me?
It didn't. It never did. I have always been someone who has, I guess because I was a teacher, I was the person people came to for answers. I was the person who was supposed to know, who was supposed to advise other people, or so I thought. And so my method of operation, so to speak, was to go out and look for it, to search for it, to research for it. But no, my method of research did not encompass, you know, going to people that I knew just to ask questions. It was to go online, really before even going online, to go to the library and search for books on the topic and that kind of thing.
Right, and that was, you know, that was me too. Same exact thing. When I got to the point in with mindset and everything where I was looking for a solution, it never dawned on me to go back to the person who had initially even contacted me about network marketing or any of that. And so, I think that leads to the confirmation that, A, you need to be out on the Internet where people can find you, and, B, follow up. You know, if you are in network marketing and you ever have contacted someone, you don't know when they are going to start looking. But the reality of it is most people aren't going to sit and go through the Rolodex in their mind and think, who do I know who's doing something that might provide a solution for me? Most of us, I think, are research-oriented. And today, you know, I used to go to the library too, but I don't go to the library anymore to do research. I go to Google first off.
Right. Right.
So then tell us, go ahead. You were going to add something.
Well, I was just going to add that I guess after I read that very first book about network marketing, and it had to do with Arbonne, which was products, and I immediately thought of my niece. You know, I immediately thought, oh, this might be something she would like. I'm not really sure. I didn't realize at the time that one of the reasons I didn't think about it for myself is, but I realize now, is because it had to do with products, and that was just not my kind of thing. I will tell you that I later stumbled, you know, during this period of research and actually marketing my financial stress reduction workshop, I stumbled upon a company that had a product that I was totally fascinated with. I found out it was network marketing. I enrolled. But hear this, I didn't even enroll under, I stumbled upon it or learned about it at a networking event that I went to, and I was given a sample of this particular product. It intrigued me. What I did was I went online, learned about the product, you know, went to this person's website. I signed up for that company without ever talking to that person. It was months later before I ever met her. So, I mean, again, that was just an idea as to how I did things. You know, I didn't ask questions. I got all the research done myself. I decided what I was going to do on my own, and I just enrolled. So no one had ever approached me about any kind of network marketing company and suggested that this might be something for me. I think the only person was that young Arbonne representative who shared some samples with me and shared that book, and it was the book that intrigued me. Over time, what I realized is I was not cut out, even though I had enrolled in this particular network marketing company with fabulous products that I use today. I'm not a products person. And then when I realized that there are network marketing companies out there that offer services that fit right along with my philosophy, my entire life philosophy about, you know, what I've always done is helped people learn something that would enable them to grow their business, and then with the financial stress reduction seminar would help them to earn an additional stream of income. I found a company that enables me to do both of those things, and it's network marketing, which I'm totally fascinated by that business model. So I just knew that was the best thing for me. And anyway, that's how I came to be in the company that I'm with. I believe I'm meant to be here. I stumbled upon it. I began to realize that many of the network marketing professionals that I was learning from, either online or even some live seminars that I went to, you know, traveled to go to, found out that they actually were in that same network marketing company. And I thought, you know what, there's something to this. I'm attracted to the people. These people for a certain reason, and I picked up the phone and phoned you, and sort of the rest is history at this point.
Yeah, the rest is history. All really good stuff. You know, I'm loving the little nuggets that we're pulling out here, which kind of does lead me to my next question, and that I want you to definitely expand on, and that is you're not really in this for the money. You're not one of those people who came in saying, you know, I need to make X number of dollars in this. I need to quit my job. I need to do this. You know, most people who come into network marketing come into it because they're looking for a financial solution to get them out of something else or whatever. I mean, they need or want the income to replace something else, and that's not your situation. And I think, and I know you and I have chatted about this, but one of the things that you're in it for is just even the challenge. You're one of those people who loves to take on a challenge and loves to do what other people don't do, and et cetera. So don't let me put any more words in your mouth. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, certainly. I, for some reason, have always been someone who will, whatever I'm doing, it's like I look at it and I try to figure out, and it's not even a conscious thing, but as I look back over my life, how can I do this in less time, maybe even for less money, or how can I do it and make more money? Money is a motivator for me. I love making money, not for money's sake, but because it's a marker for me. It's a sign of accomplishment for me. I will tell you, ever since I was a small child and heard the parable about talents from the Bible, it's like, oh, okay, I was given certain talents, and part of my job while I'm here on this earth is to utilize those talents to the best of my ability and make as much as I can out of what I've been given. And for me, part of that is money. You know, how can I make as much of it as I can and help others to do the same? So I just kind of say that to you, Chris. Even when I went to college, you know, I looked at the curriculum, And it was like, okay, this is a four-year curriculum, but I bet if I go to summer school, I bet if I take 21 hours a semester, I can do this in 3 years. And, of course, I was paying for it. I was working my way through, so it behooved me to do it in less time. So anything I've ever done, it's like, how can I maximize what I'm going to get from this? And I think my parents drilled this into me, not verbally, but through their example. And so it is all about accomplishment for me. Network marketing totally fascinates me. I felt like when I really understood what it was all about, it was like, oh my gosh, why didn't I know about this 20 years ago? I mean, when I moved to Northern Virginia in 1987, if I had started with network marketing, think about how much higher that monetary mark of accomplishment would be, because in no other profession can you accumulate that kind of money over time. I mean, it's passive residual income. That's such a total turn on to me. Or I think back, oh my gosh, in 1996 when I bought that franchise, why didn't I instead become a part of a network marketing company? So I always look back and go, oh my gosh, if I had done it then, and then of course I realize that there's a time and a place for everything and everything in its right time. So there's a reason why it happened to me when it did. But it is all about accomplishment. I've met people like yourself. I've met, you know, lots of read Jordan's story and then subsequently met Jordan Adler and Beach Money. I'm the kind of person who feels like, oh, if that person can do it, then why not me? So it's just a matter of, you know, taking the time to learn what to do and to do it and to do it consistently. In fact, I did a seminar or a short training session, I should say, on Tuesday for a group of business owners. And I closed with this because this was so important to me and it's something I learned along the way. It's always been fascinating to me why there are so few people in this country, and I think it's below 5%, it might be below 4% of the population of the U.S., why so few of them have a net worth of $1 million or more, excluding real estate. Because I guess a lot of people don't know this, but even people who know this, if all you do is save $170 a month, every month, for 40 years, and if you're going to work anyway, you might as well put it away, you know, $170 a month, every month, for 40 years. At the end of 40 years, you're going to end up with very close to $1.5 million, $1.5 million. Now, everybody can do that. Anybody can do that. But it's like Jim Rohn says, easy to do, easy not to do. And I think it's the same thing with network marketing. It's the same thing with growing relationships. It's the same thing with creating a network of people. It's easy to do a couple of things every day. It's easy not to do them. But for the people who discipline themselves to do those few things, whatever it is, with intention, you know, consistency, and they have their eye focused on that intention, those are the people who end up able to claim the big prize at the end of a period of time. And the people who do it every now and again, maybe this month, maybe this day, maybe skip a few days or skip a few months, they might end up with something, but they'll never end up with the big prize. And somewhere along the way, I learned that, and it has served me really, really well.
That's really a fascinating piece of information for people to digest. And it is kind of funny because so often in network marketing, you know, we're focused on that immediate cash. And it's one of the reasons why people quit. You know, they're expecting a big payoff right away and it doesn't happen. But how cool is that? Like if you can literally, at least in the interim, take the money that you're making, you know, less your expenses and stuff. But once you're in the profit, and of course you need to be investing back into your business to begin with. So, you know, having... Was it $173? Is that what you said? $173?
It's actually about $167, but I just said $170. Yeah.
Okay. So let's say $170. I mean, you know, once you're at the point where you can do that, wow, that's pretty powerful. to think about that. So definitely that's pretty cool. Well, what suggestions do you have? Because obviously you're one of those people who would be on the chicken list of a lot of people. You know, you just would be. You're already successful. You're well spoken. You're very professional. You know, people look at you and say, oh gosh, you know, she's already successful. She wouldn't be interested in this, or what might she think of me if, you know, she knew I were doing network marketing and that kind of thing. So what advice do you have for those people who struggle with that foolishly? I'll just put it that way.
Well, you know, I don't know that I have the best advice at all, but I just will just tell you from my personal experience, I just always wanted or was fascinated by the concept of passive residual income. The only places that I knew of where you could accomplish that would be selling insurance. I stumbled or realized at one point that, you know, someone who was in credit card merchant processing created that kind of thing for themselves and looked into both of those things, but those things were not for me. And I didn't know there was any other way to do that. So I guess in response to what you're asking, to me it's all about a conversation. It's not so much about approaching a particular person to necessarily introduce them to whatever opportunity you happen to be a part of, but instead to have a conversation about what it is that they're doing, you know, as a business owner. How happy are you with the business that you currently have? Do you ever feel like that business owns you? And I assure you, almost any business person who started a business, who quit the whole employee scenario to start a business, it was because they wanted to make more money. It was because they wanted freedom. They wanted to call their own shots. And almost every business person you talk to will tell you that no, they don't have freedom, and they are feeling as though the business owns them. And so it's just kind of a natural part of the conversation to say that, you know, I know exactly how you feel. I felt the same way, and I learned that there is another way. And that will typically get them to ask a question. Now, if it doesn't, maybe they don't want to know about another way. But I just have the conversation. And I really do believe it's just because these business owners don't know about network marketing. They know that it exists, just like I did for years and years. I knew it existed, but I didn't really know what it was all about. I didn't know what the income potential was. I didn't know the freedom that it would afford anybody. And I think that if business people knew that, I totally believe it would be a no-brainer. So to me, it just starts with a conversation. And it's about, you know, how are you feeling about your business? How do you really, is it everything you thought it would be like when you quit being an employee to be a business owner? And then listen.
Great advice, you know, listening. I mean, it's just opening that door. People are people, right?
Exactly.
And we all want the same things. We want security and we want freedom and we want to control our own lives and that kind of thing. So that doesn't really change, I would say, definitely. All right. Well, I know you attend networking events and that type thing, and a lot of people are intrigued by that. Talk to us about how you kind of go about doing that. You know, one of the things about networking events is that, you know, most people who are there, or many people who are there, are small business owners themselves, and they're there focused on building their own business. So how do you work networking events to meet people, to follow up, and to ultimately, you know, share a little bit of your business with them when they're already there kind of focused on building their own?
Well, what I've learned about networking is, and again, this was totally new to me as of when I started the financial stress reduction workshops, I have gone into networking with the idea that I'm going to learn everything I can about someone else's business to try to help them. If I can, because I've been in business here for many years, since 1987 here in Northern Virginia, so I do have lots of companies whose management teams I've trained. I do have lots of contacts, and if I can learn more about your business, I might be able to introduce you to various people. I might be able to refer various people to you. So I've really made it all about how can I help you. I'd like to learn more about what you do, learn more about you, and how can I help your business to grow. And the natural response to that, when that is your intention, and when they get that, when the person you're talking to really understands that you're trying to help them, is to turn the tide, so to speak, and say, well, how can I help you? And, of course, that's when I have an opportunity to introduce the company that I represent and actually share with them how the service that I represent could actually help them to grow their business. So it's a natural fit. In my particular company or with my particular service, the product that's a result of the service is something that people will begin to be curious about. As a small business owner, if they start to use this service, they're going to get questions about it. And that's why I actually have a lot of business owners who are not necessarily interested in growing, at least for the time being, a network marketing business, but they begin to use the service and begin to get questions about it, and they begin to realize, well, I might as well become a distributor of this company while I'm working on my current business, because people are asking me about it anyway. And so that's why I begin to have a lot of business owners that I meet through networking events who become distributors. Not all of them, by any stretch of the imagination, are growing a thriving business, but they are beginning to grow a business, and they're beginning to realize the curiosity that that they get from what they're doing by using our service. And it just opens doors for me, for them, for their customers.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, I know that you also are big on attending trainings and events. So let's focus on that a little bit. Why do you attend events and trainings? You know, you show up regularly. Tell us about that and the importance that you feel that it plays in success in network marketing.
Well, I believe it's important in every profession. So, you know, as a college professor, I attended, meetings of various associations that I belonged to. It was just a natural part of what I did. When I owned a seminar business, you want to learn everything that you can possibly learn about growing that business, the same with a training company. So for me, to be a part of the network marketing profession, it would just be unheard of not to attend generic network marketing sessions to learn from other network marketing professionals. It's just a natural part of what I've always done as a professional. I am someone who doesn't spend a lot of money on anything other than I would not hesitate for a moment to spend money on a training program. On a seminar or a teleseminar, even the free ones, I will regularly attend, because I know that there is always one little thing that I can pick up that can make a difference in what it is that I do, how I present something. It's all about, to me, a professional is never finished learning. You're always learning, and you're always looking for a better way to do something, to say something, to share something. I don't know. It's just ingrained in me. It's something I've always done, and it was just the most natural thing in the world when I became a part of the network marketing profession to continue doing so.
That's such sage advice. You know, it's kind of funny. I know you mentioned Brilliant Compensation by Tim Sales, and it's such a great video, but he also has the one, What the Wealthy Buy on Payday. And I think that really is a mindset shift and an eye-opener for those who, you know, for those who are struggling to get out of a situation, to realize that you know, it's important to shift where you invest your money to begin with, especially if you're looking to get out. It's not the big screen TVs. And, you know, so often people tend to go for those luxury items or things that provide instant gratification or, you know, things that we collect in our homes and, you know, fancier cars and stuff like that. Whereas if you'll, you know, take your time and your money and invest in yourself first and invest in your own education and growing that, you'll ultimately get all that. As well as the rest of the lifestyle and the time and financial freedom to go along with it.
I agree completely. I believe that probably because of the instant gratification world that we've been living in for the last several decades, that's probably why a number of people, the vast majority of people, will never ever make it in network marketing without that total mind shift, because this is something that you must understand, that while you have to put forth some time every day consistently, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time, but you do have to make the decision to focus X amount of time every day. It can be 15 minutes, it can be 10 minutes, it can be 30 minutes, it can be 4 hours. It just depends on you and what time you have available. But you will never find the time to do it. You have to decide to spend whatever time you've made the decision to spend, and you do it consistently every day, no matter what. And realize that things aren't going to happen for a while, and that's okay. That's just the way this profession works. But if you stick with it, just like if you continue to put that $170 away consistently over time, that compound interest at some point makes it all worthwhile. Same with what you're doing with network marketing, the number of phone calls that you make over time. You've made enough contacts that it's compounding, and you begin to really reap the fruits of your labor. But you've got to understand that from the beginning. If you don't, the person who has the instant gratification mentality will never make it in this profession.
Good stuff. All right. Well, any final thoughts before we close out? Anything you want to leave the audience with?
I've thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with you, Jackie, and I hope something that we've talked about here today is helpful to people who are listening. I would just say, if you have not yet pulled the trigger, so to speak, and found a company or made the decision to seek a network marketing company, my best bit of advice to you is to not wait much longer. I tell you, if I have any regrets, and I really don't have many regrets at all about anything that I've done in life, because I do believe, you know, everything came to me at the right time or when it was supposed to come. But if I could do things over and it was within my ability, I would be a part of a network marketing company, or would have been years ago. I love everything that it stands for. I love the fact that in order to get ahead, to really get ahead in network marketing, you can only do that by helping other people get ahead. And I will tell you, that's been a real adjustment for me all my life. Everything, you know, the monies I've made has pretty much been based on my own efforts. I haven't had to, while I've helped other people, don't misunderstand me, but I haven't had to really rely in any way, shape, or form on what others end up doing in order for me to get ahead in a company. And whoever came up with this whole concept, and I know it's evolved over the last 50 plus years, but to me it's just brilliant, and I love it. And my recommendation to anyone listening would be, if you are not a part of a company yet and you've been thinking about it, wondering if it's for you, I would say go for it. It's the best decision that I've made. I just wish I had done it sooner.
Awesome. Most people say that. It's kind of funny. I know, me too. You know, I look at Gen Y and some of these young people who are getting involved in network marketing and really making it work, and I think, man, to have had that focus at 21 or 23 or 25 even, where might I be? But, you know, hindsight's 20/20. All we can do is focus on where we are today and making a change today. So that is awesome advice. Marie, thank you so much for spending some of your time and sharing your valuable information. How can our audience learn more about you?
Wow. Well, a phone call is always great. I love chatting on the telephone. I do have a website, www.drmariebenoit.com. That's DrMarie Benoit, B as in boy, E, N as in Nancy, O, I, T as in Tom.
Awesome. That will be in the show notes, too. All that link will be in the show notes. So if you're driving or walking or listening at the gym, as I know many of you do, you can always go back to jackieelmer.com/086, and that link will be in the show notes along with the rest of our conversation. So, Marie, again, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking the time to be here, and I look forward to seeing what other amazing, successful things you accomplish.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, so let's cover your action items for this call. First of all, get out your list and write down some of the names you've been avoiding out of fear. Second, practice what you will say using good success language and even the third-party approach. Third, get the next event you will attend scheduled on your calendar. Fourth, take a look at your activity level and make sure that you're treating your business like a business. I want to give an iTunes shout out to Mary Schwartz. Jackie always provides valuable content that can help anyone with their business. She gives of her time and skills so as to lift others and takes great satisfaction in helping them succeed. She is a top-notch business person. She's personable and easy to listen to. Thanks for all you do, Jackie. Thank you so much, Mary. I appreciate that. And you've been entered in a free drawing for a month of my Inner Circle coaching. If you want to be entered, go to jackieelmer.com/iTunes or jackieelmer.com/Stitcher and leave me a review. Again, the show notes, jackieelmer.com/086. And if this show has helped me, send me a tweet over at Jackie Elmer. If you have a question, just add the hashtag Jackie Elmer, just pound Jackie Elmer, and ask your question. And also let me know where you're listening from, where you are, what's going on in your business. I really do look forward to seeing you on the next show. And remember this, hesitation never cashed a check. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.